It's an NBA 2K Minute on the Gary Sharp Show, and let's fast forward to the fourth quarter of the Philadelphia 76ers at Milwaukee. Game is tied, 23 seconds left. Philly runs a pick and roll with Embiid and Simmons, and somehow, someway, Embiid muscles a shot into the bucket. No foul call, no complaining, though. No. But you know what? There's too much time on the clock. 7 seconds are left. Giannis takes the ball. He goes over, and he's got a hand in his face. Al Horford doing all he can. Giannis hits a shot with his foot on the line. Game goes into overtime. Bucks start off 5-0. Philly uses a 10-0 run to come back and go up 2-0 in Milwaukee. Unbelievable game. Oh, and then the Lakers and the Clippers played again. And it was a little bit of a better game today, but you know, LeBron was absolutely way too much for that Clipper team. I don't know what's going on with them, but they just look tired and out of it. Bron had 17, 6, and 6. That was a defensive game. The final score of that, 85-80. Wow. That hasn't happened since the 90s.
That would have been the Jordan time.
Yeah, exactly. So the Lakers up 2-0 going, well, they're staying home. Just going to switch the crowds out from yellow to red. As game three is tonight, and Milwaukee will be going to Philadelphia trying to get a win. Man, that series has been surprising. But Embiid and Simmons working well together. By the way, Eric Bledsoe putting up brick after brick after brick. Unreal. Unreal watching that. But, oh, I had fun last night. That was good.
Today would have been the spelling bee day.
I was going to ask you about that. Either this morning, crossover, or yesterday.
Because I gamble on it?
Yes.
I have a fantasy spelling bee, the Scripps Spelling Bee Fantasy League.
I was going to say, if there's anybody that knows, it would be Sharpie. He knows exactly when it is.
Yeah, it would have been today.
Man.
I wonder what state I would have gotten, if I would have got a boy or girl, and what letter their last name ends on.
That's so fun. That is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'll be back next year.
That is something I legitimately, when I scroll past it, I stop just to see if maybe if I know a word or what it meant.
You should go, you know, so like there's some kids that are famous, like the girl that screamed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they had a tie last year, which was bullcrap. teaching these kids that... there's ties and they should be kissing their sister. It's about winners and losers. You got winners and losers. I mean, you start teaching these eighth graders that it's okay to have a tie. What do we got in this country?
Oh, man.
We got to have a president and a vice president. We just don't have two presidents or two vice presidents. We got a one and a two. Not everybody is Batman. Not everybody can just be Robin. We can't have two Robins and two Batmans. We got to have a Batman and a Robin. Can't have a tie and a spelling bee. I'll find the article for you. It's the Washington Post. You know that it has a heavy investment in the spelling bee. They have done, like, where are they now? Like 10 years later, these famous kids that became overnight sensations for about 15 minutes in winning the spelling bee.
Oh, wow.
That some of them gone like onto Harvard or now into their profession or, you know, doctors. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Or employ us.
Let's be honest.
I got to get her name. We're going quick here. Buy me some time here.
Oh. I mean, I could talk about how Eric Bledsoe missed every shot that he took last night. Unbelievable. He can't shoot over Ben Simmons. But, hey, Al Horford, they're taking advantage of that mismatch. When Al Horford does a screen and roll with and they switch Giannis onto Ben Simmons, Eric Bledsoe can't guard Al Horford, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so we have a little controversy here with a former winner. You know the girl Rebecca Selifan? When she won it in 97 by screaming and jumping. She was a YouTube classic.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know that she no longer wants to be associated with the competition?
Why is that?
I don't know. The person that is the producer said we contacted her twice, and both times she politely told us she wants nothing to do with the bee. She doesn't like the attention that it got her. She thinks it showed her in a negative light. She was only 13. She was homeschooled when she won. E-U-O. N-Y-M. Unanim. Ding, 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 ding. She got her undergraduate degree from Princeton, master's in computer science from Columbia. Oh, my God. And she started the website Research Match, which pairs graduate students with professors conducting studies. But she does not want to be involved anymore.
Yes. U and M.
She still has to spell it.
E. Yeah. O. N. Y. M. U. M.
Correct.
Rebecca Seelfon.
Hey, made her famous, and she turned her back on the spelling bee. Hey. She won it. She won it 23 years ago.
Come on, Rebecca.
I mean, know where you can, know your roots, okay?
Yeah.
No one before this date in 97 knew who you were. And now you probably employ a bunch of people, and you're very successful, and you have two incredible degrees from two Ivy League schools.
Man, she could probably buy the spelling bee.
I wouldn't go that far.
Right.
All right, that'll do it for the show. Good Thursday, everybody. 100 days from football around here. 100 days. Keep telling yourself that. Because tomorrow I'm going to tell you that it's 99 days. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10. Missed any of the interviews that are up on the radio replay page? Good conversation today. We'll continue that with Unsportsmanlike Conduct coming up next. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. Hey, you're looking for the perfect car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Woodhouse Nissan. Online at WoodhouseNissan.com. There you can find a large amount of vehicles, new and pre-owned. Also, you're looking for color, trim, features, offers. You can follow it all online right now at WoodhouseNissan.com, including a lease on a 2020 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive, which you can lease for $299 a month, 36 months, that's 12,000 miles. Go online right now, WoodhouseNissan.com. Fill out a credit application online, work with a knowledgeable sales staff, and they'll walk you through the process of purchasing a vehicle online. And when you do, they'll deliver it to your driveway. Start your journey to make Woodhouse first online at WoodhouseNissan.com.